Okay, this is side two. I did finally get to sit down and look at my Christmas cards, and I received quite a few. I even got a short note off to Mr. and Mrs. Pemberton. They were the people I stayed with in Australia, and just a thank you note, really. And then I got a short note off, well, it was a good letter, I think, to Auntie Lizzie, because she had sent a card to my very, very old address. In fact, quite a few did. Aunt Rose did, and Auntie Lizzie, and I don't know, a couple others. They were still sending it to Bearcat. So I wrote Auntie Lizzie a wee note, and that's all I did. Excuse me. I wanted so much to write to Don, really. You know, I wanted to get a little, just a little note off to him so he knows I haven't forgotten about him, but I didn't get to it. I just didn't get to it. I was going to write a little note to Jean, because she had sent a lovely, huge box of butter cookies from Denmark. Very, very good. And what else? She sent me a fruitcake, which I gave away. And I was going to get a note off to Pat and Gary. They wrote a letter, or Pat did. And I didn't do it. Something I did do this week, which I feel a little bit guilty about, but I went to the movies. They show a movie every night, Duchess, 7 nights a week on the top of this building, on the roof. And they have such crazy movies now, but Paul goes all the time, and he talked me into going the other night. I think I went twice this week. Maybe three times. No, I guess twice. Anyway, it is relaxing, and I enjoy it. But I haven't seen a movie in 6 months. And a lot of people come here. They go, as I say, it's right upstairs. I have to go about four flights of stairs or five flights or whatever it is. And it's on the roof. And it's very comfortable. It's very breezy. You know, cool. In fact, there's a good movie tonight with Kirk Douglas. I think I saw this one. But I don't think I'll go. What time is it? The movie starts in about 30 minutes. It starts at 7:30 in the evening. But anyhow, that was a change for me. But I think I'm most fortunate because people around here, if they do have any free time, they just go crazy. I hear them saying, well, what is there to do? Nothing. You climb the walls, all this. I don't get this way. I am most fortunate, I guess, in that sense because, first of all, I don't have a lot of free time. And everybody says, well, what do you do in the evenings, Anne? Because a lot of times some of the men around here will say, well, let's go get drunk, you know, let's go have a drink. I don't mind a drink once in a while. In fact, I enjoy a drink once in a while. But I can't see going out getting stoned. Not even once a week, never mind every night in the week. I think a lot of it is that so many times I am moving around. I get to go from one place to another. A lot of people here, a lot do, but many do not. Like Paul, he doesn't ever get out, you know. The most he goes is from here to the airfield or locally, but he never gets on a plane. And so he goes out of his mind in the evenings. I'm very happy to come home, and by the time I get in the shower, because I don't have hot water, and it takes me a while to get under that shower, I just cannot get used to this cold water. I mean, it's most uncomfortable. And I read a little bit. I don't read an awful lot. I can't get my hands on a newspaper too often, but I pick up a Time magazine or a Newsweek once in a while. And I don't know, by the time I get my hair up, if I'm putting it up, and I go to bed fairly early. Some nights at 10 o'clock. Other nights it's 11, 12 o'clock, but I get up about 6. So, Now, since I have my Jeep, I don't go to work. I don't start work until 7:30, because I cannot see it. 7 o'clock in the morning, we have no lights where we work. It's crazy. I asked this RME man to fix a light. I stole a light, but I can't get it to stay on the desk. It needs to drill a hole into the desk or something. Anyhow, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I can't see anything in the office, and neither can anybody else. But they're all in there. So now that I have my own transportation, I just go to work at 7:30. So I don't have to get up until 6 instead of 5:30, which, you know, is a little bit better. And I bloody well leave when I feel like it. Today I left about 4:30. I usually work till 5:30 or 6 o'clock, but that's a very long day. sometimes I take an hour and a half or 2 hours for lunch. I just don't get excited about anything. However, I do think Jane's going to have a special assignment for me on supplies. We've had a lot of problems with people getting supplies out of Long Bend, and I think I'm one of the authoritative figures here. At least I have a loud mouth about it. And we shall see. Jane's going to hold a little meeting every 2 weeks, which is about what has been taking place, except now we have Charmaine. I think I told you, Charmaine Lake is the other area director for Betty. See, Betty is the area supervisor, and she is supposed to have had two assistants right along, but she hasn't. And I was the first one since the other girls left. And then Charmaine just got this appointment as the other one, beginning of the year, really, this week. And I'm very happy for her. She's been in it a little longer than I have. And she just got her 9. Just got her 9, Duchess. And I had mine a year and a half already. Now I got my 10. Ha ha! Anyway, that makes me a captain in the Army. Before I was a lieutenant. Now I'm equal to a captain. I outrank my special services officer. He's only a first lieutenant. So I said to him the other morning, I said, when I walk in this office, I expect you to come to attention and salute. He looked at me. Because he said, yeah, you outrank me. And I said, yeah, just you remember that. Oh, dear me. Anyhow, what else am I doing? Oh, I never answered Ruth Matson's letter. Ruth will never forgive me. Just never. I did get a tape off to Cree, and I sent it to Cree, and I made it out to Cree and Carolyn. But she will forward it to Carolyn, and they kind of share the information anyhow. And I had a nice tape from Cree, and Dee Dee had sent me a card, and she said she was going down to visit with Cree. I'm sure she has by now. I don't know what Dee Dee's doing. She said she would not come back, but I think she applied for a possible position in Europe, but I'm not sure. The positions are frozen, Duchess, just frozen solid. Nobody can get anything. I must have heard about 6 or 7 different cases that people have talked about where women have had 14, 15 years, even more than that, service, and they cannot get employment. This is in special services, most of them service clubs. It's just, there's a cut. Over here we lost more spaces. So it's just been cut, cut, cut. So I wouldn't even think of going into the same position in a new location. I really wouldn't. It just, I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting high now, and you know, I know it, but if I made a change, it just would be something else, I think. Although it frightens me as to what, because I don't know. That's why I think I'll just hang on for a few months extra. I don't know. I'll see what happens. Because Betty goes home in April. Betty is leaving. She's planning to leave April the 17th, and that means a new boss coming in. And Betty's very easy to work with, you know, and it's going to be a ticklish situation because Jane is extremely dominating. She likes to be the only one making any kind of sound decisions or final decisions, you know. I think I know who may be taking Betty's place. We have 2 or 3 women, 3 that I know of offhand, in country here that have been in service clubs, in business, you know, in special services with service clubs for, I think, over 15 years. I think, what's that girl's name? Carol Murphy, her name is Carol Murphy. I think she is going to take Betty's place. That's just a guess, Duchess. Now, I haven't heard anything, but Carol knew Jane years ago. They worked together in Europe. And when Carol came in country, they gave her a club. And they're not too happy about Carol, but you know, I think Jane feels she can handle Carol. And I think Jane likes to kind of feel that she can handle people under her, which is only right. Only right. Anyway, time will tell. That may not happen until, I don't know, maybe when Betty leaves or maybe a few months later. Anyway, this is another reason why I don't want to come home and then come back for another year. I just don't want a year over my head. And it'll make a big difference who works in Betty's position, because that is supposed to be my immediate supervisor, although Betty really has very little say in the matter. Jane calls all the punches. This I know. Anyway, that's politics. What other good things can I tell you? I'm sure there's a number of things I should tell you. I just, you know, this tape, when I was listening to it, you were talking about your weight, and I don't know what it is at this point, but my weight is about the same. I don't know. I must be 132 or 3 somewhere in there. I think I'm just about the same way I was when I came over, but my health has been real good. A lot of girls have come down with this, that, and the other thing. I haven't come down with a thing. I haven't even had a good cold in a long time, and I can't remember the last one. And my foot hasn't given me any trouble. It would if I didn't watch it. I have to keep my, I do an awful lot of walking. I'm always running around somewhere. And I have color in my cheeks. Of course, Australia helped this. I really had a nice tan. I am tan. If you were to see me, you'd say I was very, very tan. But I've gotten whiter since my Australia trip has been over, yeah. But I feel real fine. I think I look good. I think I really have looked better the last 2 months than I have in a long time. I don't know. And all the mud and dirt and grit and grind over here, and the bugs. I have more bugs. I watched, yesterday I sat and I watched lizards. You know, I have lizards that, I don't bother the lizards because they're supposed to eat the mosquitoes. And they live in the switch box. I have a switch box on the wall and they crawl behind there. And I sat watching them yesterday. They're a riot. They really aren't. But, aside, you know, I just feel real fine, which I think is a blessing. And this is running out, and I didn't say a heck of a lot, but I won't be able to tape you for, well, not probably in a week. Take care of yourself, and tell everyone I said hi. Got your letter, your recent one, and I appreciate the writing. This is really out of it. If you talk with anyone, tell them hi and tell them I'm well. And take care. Bye-bye, Duchess.